Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 21st day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you because this is our AM live transmission. Last night we came to you in the evening, every blessed day, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., we broadcast Radio Biafra live and direct to the entirety of humanity. Wherever you are, we welcome you by asking you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. You will go to biafrarestoration.com, biafravoice.com, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You will go to biafratelevision.co. You will download free Radio Biafra app. You will also ensure that your family and friends here in Africa and in the east central part of Europe also receive Radio Biafra on satellite. Radio Biafra is on satellite. We are the only indigenous broadcaster running on this same amount of budget, capable of doing that. We have more plans for greater things to come. All that we said we are going to do, we are doing it. Please do not allow yourself to be sidetracked. Do not allow yourself to be used. The restoration of Biafra is a spiritual calling. If you are not called by the Spirit to do this work, you cannot do it. That is why it is important for all of us to be very, very vigilant at all times, to ensure we do the right thing, to ensure that we are without fear in the presence of our enemies, to ensure that we are upright, that Chukwu Abiam may love us, to ensure that we do no wrong and help those who are poor. As long as we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow in all our conducts relating to the restoration of our country, as long as we are without any blemish in pursuit of this very noble cause that Chukwu Abiam has called us to do, as long as we don't intend to prevaricate, as long as we do not delay, as long as we do not retreat nor surrender, as long as we insistently maintain that it is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra, there is no way that this very beautiful country called Biafra will not be restored. We are here grateful to the Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, Chukwu Abiam, Chukwu Okike, Ekekereligwe n'Uwa, Basibinigwe. We offer every praise, every thanks, every adoration, all that we have become to the glory of Chukwu Abiam and no other, because he commanded us not to worship any idol made by man, not to worship any painting drawn by the hand of man, not to forge anything at all, claiming that to be a visual representation of his greatness and holiness, and we are sticking to that like a glue. We make our reference, we draw our strength, we draw our inspiration, we draw our conviction from Exodus chapter 20 that states very clearly that thou shalt have no other God beside me. Because of that and that alone, every praise, all that we are, the only thing that we worship is Chukwu Abiam, and nobody else is deserving of that very praise. We must go back to who we are. We must return to a time of truth and honesty. And that is exactly what we are doing, and we must continue to do so. Our lines will open after our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And as always, without fail, we shall take your calls from all over the world. As we welcome you, you welcome your friends and your family as well. You can inbox them, you can send them messages, you can text them, you can call them. Tell them that you are listening to Radio Biafra. Tell them that we are not like the rest. Tell them that Chukwu Abiam sent us. Tell them to come and partake in what we are doing. Ask them to become part of the family. If there is no Biafran family where you are, I suggest very strongly that you, your wife, anybody around you, that you get together and start one immediately. Once you have done so, you contact our coordinator of coordinators, Ankara Monday, as well. Once you do so, we should be able to bring you into the fold of the family, the largest family anywhere on this earth. We ask you also to bring your friends to Radio Biafra London. We are also, without fail, the largest online community anywhere on this earth, with over 310,000 people in one place at the same time. Our message is getting further ahead. Our propagation methods are excellent. There is nothing we are doing wrong so far. The only thing missing is arms and armaments. That is all we are missing. Once we have the necessary guns and bullets, there is no way that we cannot get Biafra. We cannot go to meet our enemies who are armed. We are effectively in the second phase of the struggle. We have been mandated not to reveal so much on the air. Therefore, the information we provide to you will not be as detailed as before, but work is ongoing. Our recruitment is ongoing. We are doing everything necessary to ensure that the conditions needed to succeed in this campaign is put in place. That is why we must continue to ask you to not relent. Do not become fatigued. Do not become corrupt. Always remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, because that is the way we are. The editorial board of Radio Biafra will not fail the Biafran people. You may fail us, but we won't fail you. We know who we are. We are resolute. We are determined. We are not fazed. Those that understand us know this. Some of you may become fazed very easily. I no longer see posts on Ezu River. I no longer see posts on Benjamin or Walker. I said it a few days ago, and some people hurriedly put up some posts. That is not how to fight for your freedom. You have to be resolute. You have to be determined, even when you think that people are not listening. Indeed, they are listening. You must continue to campaign for the release of Benjamin Onwuka. You must continue to campaign for the release of the autopsy report on the Ezu River victims. You must continue to remind Goodluck Jonathan and his lying, corrupt administration, aided and abetted by Igbo governors, supported by Ohanaeze, that there is no second Niger bridge. You must inform them. You will also tell them, please, that Enugu is now effectively a local airport and not international any longer. The only airline that comes there being Ethiopian Airlines. Once you take off from Enugu, you first land in Kano, making Enugu a purely local airport. All of these things you must continue to remind those willing to listen. When they say to you, will you be like the Ifajuna of Okwe? You will tell them, no, you can never be, because you are the children of the light. You are descended directly from Chukwu Abiama. You came from the heavens above. You are the only people that worship the Most High God through the names you give your children. You are the only place on this very planet we call Earth where people directly answer the children of God. Omo Obasi, Omo Chukwu, you are the only people on this earth to clearly affirm that Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Omo Anigwe, there is no other place on this very planet that has all these combinations. There is no other place where coal and oil form side by side. There is no other place where you have a lake, you have rolling hills, and you have flat lands. No other place like Biafra land. That is why we must save her. That is why we must remove her from the clutches of our enemies, from the rampant, virulent Islamic disease that is infecting our land through Rocha Sokrocha and all the rest of them intent on serving the Sokoto Caliphate. We are here to stop them, and we must do so. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are. We ask you to continue to do what you are doing in support of this very noble enterprise. This very noble enterprise is here to ensure that Biafra comes on or before the 31st of December of next year. Some people are very envious, some people greedy, some people born by Hausa Fulani people. All these groups of people will try to do whatever they can to delay our march. Do not look sideways. Continue forward. Always insist on evidence and the truth. Always insist on evidence and the truth. That is what you need to do. That is what you must do if you want to make sure that you join us in the bringing of Biafra in our lifetime. Once again, when our lines open, the number to call will remain +234 8100 904599. I repeat, +234 8100 904599. If you want to call to support what we are doing, the office line of the Indigenous People of Biafra, if you want to call to volunteer yourself to serve your country, which most of you are already doing, some of you inboxing me already, some of you emailing me, some of you texting and WhatsApping as well, the number to call is +234 909 466 5824. Please, it is very, very important that we do what is right. It is very, very important that we continue our work and our quest to restore our country. Once again, the studio line for Radio Biafra, we are on Viber, we are on Tango, is +234 8100 904599, +234 8100 904599. Our Skype line is simply Radio Biafra. Add us to your Skype contact list and you are with us. You should be able to join us, essentially. Air your views and it will be heard. Radio Biafra has a global listenership. Radio Biafra has a worldwide following. We are listened to across every continent and every time zone of the world. The Biafran family has demonstrated on the 30th of May of this year, I hasten to add, the 30th of May of 2014, we demonstrated our presence in over 88 countries of the world. Very formidable to all of you that came out on that day. I continue to salute you. I continue to embrace your courage. I continue to ask you to go forth and do more in service of to your country. That is what you must do. I will also welcome the very eminent barrister when the time comes. I have asked for the number to be sent to him, the very private line through which the very eminent barrister will be able to get through to us. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We have somebody on the line. I don't know if that is the barrister. I very much doubt it. Is that barrister Mamezu on the line? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are not saying anything. So that cannot be barrister Mamezu. Therefore, we continue on Radio Biafra. People accuse us of not keeping secret. We said we are open. We are transparent. Most of them who are not happy with it should ask themselves, how far did you take the Biafra struggle before Chukwu Abiyama sent us, before Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come? Why don't you ask yourselves, why is it that anything they touch turns into gold? Any project they want to execute, they execute it with relative ease. Why don't you ask yourself, why is it that Chukwu Abiyama is blessing everything they are doing? If he is not with them, will they be where they are today? And the answer is no, because Chukwu Abiyama is directing each and every of our step. Please, when you call Radio Biafra, endeavor to turn down your system. When you call Radio Biafra, please, once you hear my voice, you must continue to respond. Don't wait for it to come through your listening device. If you do so, there will be a delay. We have explained the science behind live radio transmission all the time. And we want our people to appreciate it, that our signal is lifted from here to London and then from London to the rest of the world, including our satellites. Therefore, it will take a few seconds sometimes to complete this loop before you hear your own voice. And in that time, we don't have it to waste. You must speak to me once you hear my voice, be it on Skype, be it on the phone. We welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra. And by way of headline today, we are reporting that the Zoological Republic of Nigeria and her army is now saying that they are not in a hurry to free the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram terrorists that came to destroy Port Harcourt. I thought that Chibuike Amaechi went to APC in order to assuage, in order to appease, in order to serve the Hausa Fulani Sokoto Caliphate. They were coming to destroy him. 486 of them were apprehended and they are currently being detained. Arewa Consultative Forum, the Arewa Elders Council, Arewa Youth, all of them are screaming, asking for their terrorists to be released back to them because they were caught. They are still planting bombs all over the place, trying to kill the children of God. Anybody in doubt as to who we are and what we represent will understand that now four bombs have been planted in the bosom of Biafra land, the blessed land of the children of God, and none of them went off. That is a very clear testament to the very fact that Chukwu Abiama sometimes can be merciful even to his wayward children like us. What again angers me is that Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani people have chosen Igbo land, have chosen Biafra land to open and commence their campaign of terror, the same way that ISIS is sweeping through the entire Middle East, bringing destruction and anarchy in its wake. They are heading for this very place. All of you gossipers and time wasters, when the jihadist Islam entrenches itself in your father's compound, if you call Radio Biafra, which I can assure you will still be on, to lament, in fact, you better not call. They are now in Eziago. They are all around Udi. We can no longer go to the farm. Rocha Sokocha brought them into Imo State. All the six suspects that wanted to kill us last week Sunday, Rocha Sokocha said that they should not be paraded. Do you know that? Whereas Benjamin Onwuka was paraded before everybody. You must continue to ask for the release of Benjamin Onwuka. Very, very important. You don't leave your own. That is what makes you a man. You must go out and say to the world that your own is being held unjustifiably. Look at Arewa Youth. Look at Arewa Consultative Forum. Campaigning for terrorists to be released. What did Benjamin Onwuka do that you will not campaign for his release? You must do so. If he comes out and is compromised, that is between him and his God. But your God-given duty is to ensure that he is released. The Nigerian Army, they are saying, by way of headline today, that they're not in a hurry to free the 486 Boko Haram suspects they are currently holding in Abia. Boko Haram terrorists have stormed Cameroon to recruit boys to fight for them. We don't storm anywhere. We ask you to volunteer. All these recruits that they are getting it because of you. They are getting it because of your father's compound. They are getting it because of your oil. They are arranging themselves to come after you. And don't think that the U.S. will protect you. No, because U.S. is now only sending 300 advisors to Iraq. The U.S. Army is not committed in Iraq to stop the advance of the ISIS. No, they said they are sending observers. Their drones are no longer working. And that is in a desert terrain because the armies of Islam are too much. People are leaving Europe, they are leaving America to go back to Iraq to join the ISIS to fight to entrench Islam. And what are you doing? There are only two types of people in this very movement and struggle that we are into. Those that volunteer themselves to serve and those supporting them in their service of their country. Either you sponsor and you support financially or you volunteer yourselves. They are in Cameroon recruiting people to come and kill you. What are you doing to counter them? That is what the indigenous people of Biafra are concerned with. That is what we are doing. And that is what we must continue to do. As anxiety grips Igbo land, they call it southeast. Southeast of where? Southeast of a name that is barely 100 years old. You want to replace with a name that have existed for over 5,000 years. Verifiable, provable. They said anxiety grips southeast. We shall go in to see. Everything to appease. Most people don't understand appeasement doesn't work. They say, don't say this about the U.S. Don't attack them. But Taliban is attacking U.S. Yet, the United States opened an office for them in Qatar to be meeting them. So beg them to stop. Once you are on the righteous path, you must continue to do what you're doing. And as long as we have the right as an indigenous people, there is no way we cannot agitate for our freedom. We continue to be eternally grateful to George Bush Jr. and the family for what they did. They continued from where previous American presidents stopped. Those of them that told Britain and the entire colonial Europe to get away from Africa. To just run away from Africa and stop being stupid. Those of them that stopped the British from taking over Suez Canal. That is the reason why we support George Bush and the family and what they're doing. And the powers of the successive United States president up until Obama, who is effectively a Muslim. Why can't he go after ISIS fighting in Iraq? Because he's a Muslim. As simple as that. He's supporting Muslims to kill us. You are coming to look for Chibok girls. You have not looked for missing Igbo girls. You have not looked for our fathers being murdered and massacred all over the zoo. The bombing in Abuja, the bombing in Kano, the bombing in Kaduna, the bombing in Zaria that most of you don't know about. The sniping and the killing in Maiduguri. The one in Yobe, the one in Adamawa. Can you not see all of these things? Have anybody said anything regarding the bombs being planted in Biafra land? The answer is no. They want to kill you. They want Islam to set their foot in the soil created by the Almighty God Chukwuebiamah for the habitation of his own children. We won't let that happen. You can allow it to happen and your father's compound will be taken over. So the name Ahamefule becomes meaningless because your name will be gone and destroyed. Go to Eziago and ask them in Enugu. Go to Udi and ask them in Enugu. They will tell you that their land is being taken over or has been taken over. Somebody from Eziago called us last night and said we should stop. They have been there controlling them for a very long time. Because of money. Because of greed. That is why all these forces of evil and darkness think that they have what it takes to slow down what the indigenous people of Biafra are doing through Radio Biafra. You can't succeed. The truth will always prevail. Eziokwu is constant. It doesn't change. Anything we'll say today will stand the test of time. But any rubbish you say, all we need to do is to continue what we are doing. Before 5-6 months, we destroy all the garbage. All the rubbish you have written. But what we said about you remains forever. Do you know why? Because we speak the truth. Wanted Boko Haram gang leader killed in a shootout. The zoo government said the 219 Chibok girls officially missing. No longer 300. No longer 278. No longer 156. No longer 128 with 14 escaping. No. They have come back again to Chibok girls. 219 Chibok girls officially missing. That is rubbish. There are no girls missing. We killed this story. Radio Biafra with Biafrans all over the world. We killed this story. Anybody doubting how formidable we are should look at the way the Chibok girls missing rubbish died down. We destroyed it. We told the world it is a lie. And they saw to it is a lie because truth is constant. Those of them playing with us, you tread very, very carefully. Very, very carefully. A bunch of hungry idiots. Hungry people who cannot afford to pay rent where they're living. Who can't afford to feed themselves. Who have been doing nothing. Until Chukwuebiamah sent us to come. And now because we have given them a voice, everybody thinks they can jump up and be shouting, where were you before Radio Biafra came? Nowhere. Nowhere. In the doldrums of gossip and Biafra is coming, printing t-shirt and flag. Nonsense. Nonsense. I don't blame all of you. I blame death. Had Longinus or Jacob been here, this nonsense wouldn't be happening. We are also reporting that Ekiti State Election 2014, the D-Day, has arrived. They were distributing rice, branded rice, with the heads of the politicians. They were distributing bags of salt with the head of the party APC on it, with PDP on bags of salt. And these are learned men and women, supposedly. These are people that went to school. Do you think that the best way to gain vote, to go and start buying private jet, to open your own Swiss bank account, to start looting the treasury, is by buying the people's salt, by giving them pepper, by giving them rice? And the idiots and the monkeys, they accept it. I told you, this buying of rice to stop election is what university lecturers should have stopped over 20 years ago. Had you been educating and lecturing the people in the universities that taking rice and salt and gari from politicians is tantamount to you selling yourself as a slave, by now this rubbish should have stopped. But in the universities, they don't teach what they're supposed to teach. They don't radicalize the people there. We are also reporting today that ritualists invade Ebonyi. ritualists are in Ebonyi. On one hand is Islam and Muslim. On the other side is ritualists. Very sad, isn't it? The children of God reduced to nothingness. Reduced to nothingness, ritualists. So you cannot see Boko Haram to go and perform rituals on. It's against your own people. Like the Ifajuna of Okwe. Your own people. Criminals feeding on the blood of their own. But of course, even Satan has followership. So there will be one or two or three people benefiting from the monumental fraud that cannot stand to scrutiny. I maybe one day will devote a whole day from morning till night to invite people to question everything we have done, every decision, everything that we do in the name of our country. And we invite others to do the same as well. You see what will happen. That day is coming. Everybody should prepare. And now the news in greater detail. The Nigerian Army, the Zoological Republic Army, yesterday indicated that it was not in a hurry to free the 486 travelers currently being held for screening in Abia State over the suspicion that they were members of the dreaded Boko Haram sect. Director of Army Public Relations, Brigadier General Olajide Laleye. They have changed. This one is now different. It's always Yoruba. They stay where they can talk, not fight. Talking in information ministry. How about commanding troops on the field? In battle? No, you can't see them. What is the name of any famous general or brigadier leading the fight against Boko Haram? Nobody. Have you noticed it? You can't come out and say this person won any decision against a band of cattle herders with AK-47. They can't stop them. Name me why you became a general. What did you do? Did you go to war? Did you win any war? Did you develop or devise any superior strategy or tactics to defeat the enemy? The answer is no. How come you are a general? How did you get your generalship? Only in the zoo, a general, Yoruba man, talking in the media, general in the media, talking at the Ministry of Information, and somehow you're a general. Dear Lord. Monkeys and zoo come to mind. This very man, Olajide Laleye, who disclosed this to Sunday Mirror in Abuja, said that the figure was quite huge for the tedious screening processes which aims to ascertain the true personalities and mission of the suspects. Troops of the Nigerian Army 144 Battalion in Asaokwa West, local government area of Abia State, had on Sunday at about 2 a.m. intercepted a convoy of 33 buses conveying 486 Hausa Fulani Boko Haram insurgents from Adamawa State, including 8 females between Arongwa and Imo Gate along the Enugu-Port Harcourt Expressway. We are today also reporting that they are recruiting in the Cameroon, the same way that we are recruiting to defend what they are bringing to us. When somebody asks you why the Biafra Defense Fund, you tell them that Boko Haram are intent on killing you, and you are also intent on defending your fatherland, your father's compound, your name, your surname, your grandfather's name, to protect the name of your village before they turn it into another Angamarowa or whatever it is. Cameroon, which shares the border with the zoo, is beginning to feel the pang of the Boko Haram insurgents who are storming its villages to recruit young boys, according to Sky News in England. The Nigerian-born Islamic militant group Boko Haram is terrorizing communities inside neighboring Cameroon and snatching young boys from across the border and forcing them to join the sect. The Nigerian-born Islamic. So, if you are from Biafra land and your passport is Nigerian, that means Islamic terror was born in your country, yes? This is why the name Nigeria is bad. Why can't Sky News come out and say Hausa Fulani Islamic? Because they started before Maitasine. They formed Maitasine, killed our people. That wasn't enough. They continue till today, metamorphosed into Boko Haram. The same Maitasine. Was it Nigeria born? These were born in mosques. These were born during fiery sermon by Islamic hate preachers. This was born as a result of this very zoo built by the British joining oil and water together. That is why we are in this mess we are in today. That is why we are in this mess. we are in today. Abubakar Shekau is the shadowy leader of the Boko Haram who took control of the Islamist group after the death of its founder, Muhammad Yusuf, in 2009. That is what happens when you hurriedly do things you're not supposed to do. They killed Muhammad Yusuf thinking they can slow the march of Boko Haram. And now they got somebody worse than Muhammad Yusuf. That is what we must do to these people. I need men, I need Biafrans, not idiots, not gossipy women and idiots on Facebook and everywhere. We need men who can fight. Not men who print t-shirts, you print ring, you print headscarf, you print face cap, you print flag, and that's all that you can do. Freedom fighter. If they ask you, why, what have you done? Oh, can't you see we printed 40 t-shirts last year? How about freedom fighter? People insulting the name Biafra every blessed day. We are here to cleanse it and return it to where it's supposed to be, to its former glory. The arrest of 486 suspected members of Boko Haram group and the discovery of explosives inside the Winners Chapel in Owerri in Biafra land have continued to generate tension and fears across the southeast as residents continue to express divergent opinions over a possible attack by the insurgents. Different groups and notable Igbo leaders have expressed their views on the arrest, with most warning that any such attack may warrant a warrant a reprisal. The Apex Igbo Cultural Organization, HNDIGBO, said it was not comfortable with the arrest of 486 suspected terrorists. The organization's Deputy President Chief Ogochukwu Onyema cautioned that the arrest should not be politicized. In his words, as far as I'm concerned, the arrest of 486 persons should not be... I don't know what they mean by being politicized. What is that supposed to mean? How do you politicize the arrest of people that came to kill you? I don't know, black people and English language. Don't politicize that. What is rubbish is that? Can somebody explain that to me? Don't politicize. The defense headquarters on Friday disclosed that a wanted notorious gang leader of the Boko Haram, who has led many attacks against the military and the police, including the killing of two soldiers along Lokoja Kaduna Road in 2013, has been killed. In its blog of Friday, June 20th, the defense headquarters said a notorious terrorist who has led serial attacks on security personnel, Malam Husseini, has died in an encounter between his group and the military convoy along Jos Bauchi Highway. Who can verify this? Where is his body? Anyway, when you appoint Yoruba people to man your information ministry, this is what happens. Lies of, where is the body of the man that you claim you killed? When America was chasing Saddam Hussein and everybody associated with the Ba'ath Party in Iraq, they will kill somebody, they will show you the picture. When they killed Osama bin Laden, they showed you the picture. When they went after all these other people, they showed you the pictures. Show us the picture of the people you claim you have eliminated. All lies. Look at the useless. What are your equipment, Nigerian Army? Standard issue AK-47. Kalashnikov assault rifles, that's what you have. What does your enemy have? The same thing, if not even superior. So, who says you should be running from them? The only thing you have on your side is the legitimacy that you control the forces in this very land. That is all. And a lot of people are saying that they want their lives and properties protected. And when they see you, they give you support. If not, Boko Haram will overrun you within hours. Look at what is happening in Iran and Iraq. What ISIS is doing, overrunning an entire country, overrunning it with nobody in sight, no US to help them. Anybody thinking that the US will help, will come in and station US troops here to keep Nigeria one, that person is drunk, is deluded. America cannot send troops to Iraq unless Obama is saying that he wants violent Islam to take over the world. We continue. The chairman of the Presidential Fact-Finding Committee on the Abduction of Chibok Girls, Brigadier General Ibrahim Sabo, retired yesterday, said that 219 girls out of the total 276 who were abducted are still missing 2 months later. Hold on. I can't understand this. 276 were abducted. Out of that, 219 is definitely abducted. How about the rest? Have they escaped? Okay. If they escaped from them, where are these girls? Who told you they have escaped? We cannot let go. If they like, let them come and sponsor Igbo men and boys to try to stop the work. We can't stop. This is what we are here to do, to expose the lies and the fraud that is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a place inhabited by chimpanzees and monkeys. Unbelievable. Sometimes I don't know if people actually understand the news at all. He's saying that 219 girls out of the total of 276 who were abducted are still missing 2 months. What happened to the difference between 219 and 276? Where are the girls then? Those that escaped, where are they? How's that people playing games with us? They think we are stupid. They want to be like the Yoruba to perpetrate fraud. They don't know how to do it very well. Chibok girls, my foot. Hopeless liars and deceivers and cheats. After months of rancor-filled mudslinging and largely issue-lacking governorship election campaigns, the Ekiti electorate will storm the polling booths today to elect another criminal from a motley crowd of 18. Among the leading candidates are the incumbent Governor Kayode Fayemi of the APC, Mr. Ayodele Fayose of the PDP. Honorable, who is honorable? Let us forget these useless people. Being one of the poorest states in the zoo in terms of revenue allocation, but arguably the best in the number of graduates and PhD holders. What does that mean? Does Ekiti have light? You can have every family with a PhD holder. What it means that all you can do is to sit down and write English language you can't understand. Having a PhD holder means absolutely nothing. It doesn't mean anything. That you have a PhD does not mean one rubbish. I prefer a pan wine tapper with common sense than somebody with PhD that doesn't make any sense to me at all. I've seen most of them in my lifetime. The highest number of... What does PhD mean? What does it mean? Philosophy or doctorate degree in what? In stupidity. In how to be a chimpanzee. In how to be an orangutan, in how to be a monkey, PhD in what? Is there water in your village? No. Any light? No. Employment? No. Poverty? Yes. And you're telling me you have each family with the highest number of... What does PhD mean? Where do these idiots live with their PhDs? In Germany, let me tell you something. In civilized countries like Germany, if you walk into a company, ask anybody in Germany today... Walk into a company with your certificate. Walk into BMW, Mercedes, Volkswagen, anywhere you go into. Tell them, I'm looking for work. I have PhD in engineering. You know what they will do? They'll take the certificate from you and drop it on the floor and take you to the fire and say, show me what you can do. You see, that's why Germany is doing very well. You have PhD, my foot. No good roads, no water. No decent education. Is it not people who are on strike for nearly 2 years now? University, they will award the same useless PhD. They have been on strike for over 2 years. You come out with PhD. People are daft. We continue to present our news, please. We are saying that ritualists have invaded Ebonyi. Recently, the Isiaku community in the Voloko government area of Ebonyi State erupted following the discovery of a shrine where ritual killings allegedly took place. It was gathered that when the nefarious activities going on in the shrine were exposed, youth of the community went wild and destroyed the shrine as well as the property of the chief priest and two suspected agents, names withheld from Ngogo community. Among the items recovered from the shrine is a picture of the chief priest holding something that looks like a human hand, as well as a register said to be containing the names of people who had been killed by the evil men and those yet to be killed. And to prevent the situation from getting out of hand, the police stormed the community and arrested some people. When the reporter went to Ishiagu on May the 7th, there was apprehension in the air. Apparently gripped by fear, the villagers kept sealed lips. Even the traditional ruler, His Royal Highness Eze Lawrence Ochukwu Ibina the First of Okue Autonomous Community, an old fellow claimed that he had yet to be properly briefed on the matter. When Boko Haram is killing us and trading in our death, we are busy trading in our own death as well in Biafra land. That concludes the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 21st day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately 17 minutes to 8 a.m. in the morning. This is a live broadcast from Radio Biafra. We are live and direct to the world, and we welcome you and we welcome your calls from wherever they may be coming from. We are reminding you once again that our Skype line is open and working, and also that the number to call is +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, I believe that even the barrister has come to join us, but not through the way I expected. Barrister Mamuzu is with us, please. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, I can hear you. I've been calling for the past 1 hour. Good morning.
Good morning. Please try to call back if you can on the line. But this, where you are, is excellent, actually. It's very, very
clear. My phone broke down. I couldn't even reach you since yesterday.
Okay, your phone broke down.
In fact, it broke into pieces. I have to buy another phone for home.
Is it because you have been trying to call us and you couldn't get through? Out of anger, you smashed it to pieces?
No, Director, I'm not giving to anger. It fell from my wardrobe.
Okay, maybe it was sent by APC or Bilia to fall off from your wardrobe.
Director, since 5:30, I've been calling this line.
You have been calling the Skype or the
Skype,
number I gave you.
Yes.
No, but it's, okay. Have you replaced the phone?
No. I'm using my iPad to call you.
You're a good man, and you will stay where you are. The barrister is with me. Good morning. Please accept the gracious presence of the indigenous people of Biafra. They're all over the world. Please, barrister, they're waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. I miss all of you. One Mr. Brown was asking of me yesterday, why am I not on air? I bite my fingers because I tried, Director, even by Viber. I called Viber for nearly 2 hours trying to attract the attention of Director, but I was not able to. But since morning, I say I must be with my people because I know the eyes of a master fattens the cow. I cannot miss my people. I hate the news coming from home. How my people are pussyfooting and our people are dying. I hate to hear the news coming from home. How this should be done this way. Boko Haram are coming, encroaching. But thank to Chukwu Abiyama that all the bombs they planted, none has ever exploded in Owerri land. Because we are gracious people. We are peaceful people. We don't like killing. And nobody should come into our land to kill us. We have to fasten up. What makes me angry? Boko Haram burn churches, kill our people, send us off from Northern land, and they are coming into my land to do what? To kill us again. Director, I think it's about time we start sending all the Hausa Fulani in eastern region, where whichever eastern village they are, send them back home or kill them, because they have destroyed us, destroyed our property, and still wanting to kill us off. Why? Is it because of our impotency? Is it because of our laziness? Or is it because of our stupidity? What is it that we cannot fight back and send those who are killing us to go back to where they are coming from? Because they did not want us to exist. They didn't want us to do business in their homes. And now we have retreated and come back home. They are following us again. Because they have two heads or what? Or because their hands are full. Director, the insult is too much. And it's about time my people will stand up. We hate injustice. That is why we've been rendered so poorly in our minds. We cannot stand up and say no. We cannot stand up and reject evil. And we still allow evil to come to us, to kill us in our own land. Why should that happen, Director? Wherever you are, please, do not forget to turn off your listening devices. Have a meaningful conversation with us. Every time we are reminding you as if we are still in a classroom, although I appreciate people join Radio Biafra on a daily basis. I've said this many times. If you are new to Radio Biafra, listen to at least 2 or 3 months before you can ask questions. Because every question you want to pose to us has already been posed and it has already been addressed and answered. If you are a new listener, stop advising us because we've covered your advice. We've covered anything you want to put before us. They said a new hand. Once you arrive to a place, raise one of your legs to see what those who are before you are doing before you can bring your advice. I had somebody 2 days ago telling us, asking us if we are invited, all the people around us. I've done this. Please take your time to listen to all our old covered news before you can ask us questions. You cannot be new and know it all. Please Take your time. Listen to us before you can make or ask questions. We are Radio Biafra. We have covered enough. We have done enough. We have done a lot. All we need to do now is to start sending Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram back to where they're coming from. Enough is enough. This rubbish can no longer be tolerated. We are humans just like them. Seeing them cutting people's throats for the sake of what? Just for fun. Killing a life that you cannot even bring forth. Enough of this Boko Haram nonsense. Director, the reason why those people hearing that they should not publicize the arrest of 486 Boko Haram is the same of our people's behavior. They don't want them to be seen. They don't want them to be shown. Rocha Sokorocha hiding his speech.
Yes. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister is fading. Barrister Mamezu is fading, please. Yes, Barrister.
Director, when I see all these things, I get more angry than those at home. I don't know how to contain myself sometimes because the injustice perpetrated against our people is so much that even a blind man can see it. I'm getting fed up. I'm getting angry. Good morning to all of you, Director. I will stay on this line until today's program is over. Thank you.
I like that. The barrister is with us, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. It is always a pleasure to have the barrister. I have missed him immensely for the past few days that he has not been able to join us. We welcome him back with open arms. Barrister is one of us. Barrister is a Biafran, but above all, a very good man. We welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are. We continue to do this very work that Chukwa Biama has mandated us to do. This work is to restore his own kingdom on this earth, which we have come to do and which we must do. Please, and as the barrister said, once you call us, endeavor to turn down your listening device. Turn it down so that we can have some sort of meaningful conversation. Once again, our lines are open. We are also on Viber. We are on Tango. If you call us on any of those places, you will be able to get us. You will get Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
This is Tegede from Ebony, your boy.
Thank you very much. You are one of us. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, see the problem, the problem we have is just, in fact, the biggest problem that we, the Easterners, have is the Bible, brought by, given to us by the British. Personally, I believe in God, you understand. I attend Yoruba church, but I don't succumb to their self-doctrine and their, you know, order. The Yorubas have used the Bible to take advantage of us and brainwash us. See, why we have not started dealing with houses in my place, is because of the instruction given by indigenous people of Biafra, that there is time for everything, that we should wait. Personally, I would have instigated violence in my area, to be frank with you, even ready to go to jail. Because I don't see the reason why these people will be coming here, you know, killing us and not coming here as well to kill us. Personally, I'm mad. Understand?
Yes.
I want to personally chase the Fulanis away from my local government. But it was just because I don't want to go against instruction. That is why I've been waiting for instructions.
Yes.
And for the houses in the Nkwo market, that's Jackie market. They used to sell Jackie. Those ones are being, you know, they have link with some of our politicians. Those ones, I think, their own is not even a much problem, because when the time comes, just to write a letter to the people who gave them the chance to be there. And if they don't succumb, we're going to deal with those people, or we're going to attack them. Understand? But for the Fulanis, I hate those people with passion. They are in some parts of my local government now, though they are not troubling, because our people are so violent that if they mess up, we'll kill all of them. Understand? We are Bakari people, don't take nonsense. If they mess up, we just kill all of them. But I want to say one thing, Director. Please, tell the local people that they shouldn't be weak. One woman was saying one day, my client, that she wants to rush the village that the Fulanis are robbing, so they will not rob her. I say, what? You are afraid of Fulanis, you will start robbing, and you people are there folding your hands. That this is madness. How can you say that you're full of Fulanis robbing in your town? And the people are so quiet and so, I mean, it's unfair. And the people are, they're not strong in terms of action. They should be volatile. Fulanis are everywhere. You know, they do as they like. Sometimes they even keep it in anywhere and go free. But I want to tell the director in my side, they don't try it. You understand?
They don't.
They don't try it. They can't. Even though that they can't try it, because they try, we kill all of them. After last time, our boys killed about 8 cows. Chase
and chase them away.
On the military barrack at Izilo. Which those boys wanted to go and attack them. Even the soldiers, I told them to wait. That they should wait. That it's time for action. So please, tell Enugu that they should be strong and not be weak. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You have heard it. Don't be weak. Enugu, don't be weak. Umo and Igwe, that is where you... Umuchukwu Umu Obasa is all in Enugu. Very holy. Isn't it funny how all the holy places of the world is always mountainous and hilly? Have you noticed it? Even Jerusalem. Always mountainous. Even Ethiopia. Even Aktum in Ethiopia. Always mountainous. Always. You must see a range of mountains circling the place. There is people, the song we used to sing when we were small. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, a very beautiful place surrounded by hills. The same thing with Enugu. That was why the British settled there. There is something there. And today, Hausa Fulani people are using Enugu also to make the advance against us as a people. We also have a caller who is on Skype. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good morning from your country. Good morning from here. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chizoban Nasun. I reside in China.
Yes, go ahead.
And I'm in China. I'm from Ezeagu local government area in the state of Biafra land.
You're from Ezeagu, where Hausa Fulani people have taken over.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
What is the latest report from your village in Ezeagu so people understand what we're talking about? You're from Ezeagu. What is the latest report from your village?
Yeah, coming to my village, because many people are calling and trying to know whether it's true or not. So the simple fact is the Boko Haram, the Fulani people are there, and they are destroying farms. They are stopping people from going to the farm. So when you're talking about Fulani people and they want to know whether it's true or not, it's not something people will want to know whether it's true or not. And from Ezeagu, and they're there. And I call my family, I call all of them. They are lamenting concerning the situation in our land there. So the Boko Haram is there in Ezeagu.
So they are in your village?
So, of course, they are in my village. They are in my village. You know, when the Fulani people come to your village, they will try to occupy every place. And those people are very, very wicked. They can destroy farms. They will not even allow you to do anything in your country, in your homeland. So when people are talking about that, that's why I'm calling. Because many people are lamenting over the situation in Ezeagu there and the Udi also, and many parts of the Biafra land. So I want to urge every people, all the Biafrans, let all hands be on deck. Let all hands be on deck. We cannot wait, because many people are waiting to see the action. Let us see action before we do something. What action do they want to see? Let me tell them, the action is that Boko Haram...
Yes. My dear brother, your line is a bit shaky. You stay where you are. Don't disengage. You will get better. Let's go to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yes, Director, I'm calling from... My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ogumike. I'm calling from Norway, in Trondheim.
Trondheim, I know you very well. Ogumike, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Director, please, you and your crew members are doing a great work for us. And we are praying seriously for you. And, Director, I take the word that one of our brothers said yesterday from Malaysia. He said that every first of the month that we have to make fasting and praying. I think, Director, that word is welcomed. Every first month, we have to bring out 4 days in Eke, Uri, Afo, Ungbo, for fasting and praying. For the man that is leading this struggle, it's very, very important in our life. That we, all of the whole Biafran land, every first week of the month, the 4 days, we have to commit the men and the women and the director that is leading this struggle, committing more fasting and praying. The next month we continue like that, and at the same time fund the struggle as much as we can. And one other thing I want to say is that, director, please, this is for you. I want to correct this impression in you. Director, you are the leader. There's no two ways about that. And there's some statement that you make that is very, very scaring, mainly on the international level. You don't refer Obama as a Muslim. You don't do that.
Why not? Why not? Why shouldn't
listen,
I?
Listen, please.
I said why not?
Please, don't chain us with. Don't try to make some mistakes that would jeopardize our future interests.
I'm asking you, my friend. Listen very carefully to me. Listen very carefully.
No.
You are not listening. If you don't listen, I'll cut you off. I need you to listen to me. Do you think we are playing a chess game here? I gave you a simple example. What matters and what will give you Biafra is not your degree of deference to these people, not how you bow before them, but how state of preparedness that you're able to put into place. How prepared are you? Are you willing? Do you have the stomach for a fight to sustain it for a long time? I am telling you now, you're not listening to me. Is America in Iraq today? Is America in Iraq? Is America in Iraq? I'm asking a simple question.
When did we start?
Is America, hang on, let me I ask you a question. Is America in Iraq? Is America in Iraq? Is America in Iraq today? Is America in Iraq? Answer my simple question.
But is it Obama that take them to Iraq?
I asked you a simple question. You don't answer a question with a question. You answer the question before you ask your own question. Is America today in Iraq? What?
Yes.
Please call next time, because this is Radio Biafra. You go and get your facts correct before you call us. Don't come and talk rubbish if you don't know what you're talking about. Go and study your history before you come to speak to us. Talking nonsense. All your deference, all your old, don't criticize Al-Hajji. Leave Al-Hajji. Let him bring in his cattle. Has he solved any problem? Is Obama going to be the president forever? Do you think Obama will give you Biafra? You are insane if you think he will do so. He can never, never, ever, ever give you Biafra. Never. You will get Biafra yourself. Is he God? Is Obama God that will give you Biafra? I don't know how people reason. You have been respecting the Sultan of Sokoto. You have been respecting the Emir of Kano, even including the new idiot that came in. What has he done for you? Nothing. Cowardly deference. That means nothing. I told you that America is in Qatar. They opened an office to talk to Taliban as men. You're busy cowering song. We are talking rubbish. The caller on Skype, are you still there? I asked you to wait. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still here, director.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, please, director, I want to thank you so much for your good work. You know, some people just want to call you know, to make you angry or to talk anything they want to talk.
Yeah, he's talking rubbish. He doesn't know history and he's talking rubbish. So if I go to that and say, oh, Obama, you are my God. Come, let me bow down before you. He will give me Biafra. You speak the truth. The truth of the matter is that they have always supported Islam. Always. Okay. Now, the question is, you support something that you like or something you believe in. Why are they supporting Muslims to kill? Oh, these people are daft. No wonder Biafra hasn't come. They don't understand what needs to be done for Biafra to come. Please go ahead.
Yeah, that's the problem we're having. Many people don't believe the truth. Many people like to lie. They like lie. So, but in anything, I want to use this opportunity to thank you so much for your good work, indigenous people of Biafra. We are grateful for your work. And I want to thank especially those in China here, my coordinator, my Apple coordinator, Tochukwu Onunpo, and Ebuka Peter, our secretary, and all the members of the executive members. They are working tirelessly here in China to make sure our nation must be restored. I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to guide and bless them. Amen. And I urge all the Biafrans, let all hands be on deck. Let us try our possible best to restore our nation, because if we continue keeping quiet, Boko Haram will soon take over our land. And those Biafrans that want to see action, as I said before, you don't need to see other actions. Actions are already there. You need to support. You want to see action. You don't bring your money. You don't volunteer yourself. But you want work to commence today. So, Mr. Director, what I want to say is that don't listen to what people are saying, because you may listen to what people are saying and you commence war because they want war. You want war. If you want war, you do what you're supposed to do, and you know that you must sustain the war. Not you just want war, but you don't want to do anything. You don't volunteer your money. You don't volunteer yourself. You don't contribute. You don't even encourage those that are into the struggle. So that is just rubbish. We must get prepared. We must get prepared very well before any commencement. So I want to thank you so much, Mr. Director, and I say may Chukwuemeka and continue to bless you. Amen.
Amen. And also all our people in China, Chukwuemeka will bless each and every one of you. We have somebody on Skype. Is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
God bless you. This is Kenneth Chukwudu. I'm calling from Spain.
From Spain, please go ahead.
Yes, I had the last caller that called from Norway. I think that man himself is a very stupid guy. He doesn't understand what it is. If he has been listening to this radio station, he should have known better by now, because you have been explaining to us that you cannot get your freedom by dialogue. You can only get freedom by war. And that is the only criteria for it. So I like the way you bluff them. Continue the way you are. Don't allow anyone to put you down. Don't allow anyone to ridicule you. And I thank God, because you know your right, you know who you are, and you know what you are fighting for. So continue. Any man that raises ugly head, crush the person. Do not relent. Do not hesitate. We are behind you. Thank you.
Yes. Of course, you're right. And we are not going to change who we are.
Yes.
We continue to speak the truth. Why did USA open an office in Qatar to make peace with Taliban? Is it because
yes.
Taliban is worshipping them? No,
no,
because Taliban fought them.
Yes.
And that is what a white person understand. A white person will respect you if you come out and fight for what you believe in. Why is it that Biafra today has so much prestige and respect all over the world? Because of what our army did by fighting them for 3 years. That is something called honor and dignity. Some people want to live to 1,000 years. 1,000 years filled with emptiness and stupidity. I will not be one of them. I can never be one of them. Impossible. Impossible. You come and you want to praise Obama. What has Obama done for you?
Yes.
What has he done for you? I don't know. These people, they are very funny sometimes. Very, very funny. I asked the barrister to please try and get back to me. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you, my dear brother, for calling from Spain. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Barrister, stay
Hello.
Where you are.
This is me.
Yes, go ahead. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Director, I'm still the one talking. I'm calling from Moscow, Livingstone, Ithaca.
Livingstone, go ahead, from Moscow. Go ahead. Barrister, stay where you are. Go ahead.
I'm saying I want to tell that guy that called and be talking about Obama. Let him go and check internet right now. Church of Satan. Obama is there. Obama approved gay marriage in America. This is abomination in eyes of God. And Obama coming to Africans, trying to deceive other countries to approve gay marriage. Obama is working for devil. How can you come and bow down for Obama? These people, some people that are calling, they make people angry. How can you, God call, to come and be seeking help from Obama? I'm really shocked by what that guy says. Let you go and get facts before calling Radio Biafra and be talking all these things he's talking. My Director, what I'm trying to tell you, don't allow people, thank God, God is feeding you, and you will not allow some people problem to weigh you down to do what Moses do. You know, Moses allowed Israelite pressure. He disobeyed God. God said, okay, because of that, you will see the promised land that you enter. But you, my prayer is that your, the pressure of our so-called some people will not make you to disobey God. Those people that are calling for war, war is well planned. Even Jesus can say it before you go to war. You see, that I plan it. You know what you are doing. Let nobody put pressure. Rather, let us be contributing, helping financially, spiritually, otherwise. I repeat it. Let the guy go and Google about Obama. Obama is an agent of devil. I'm saying it open. They cannot do anything anywhere. The only thing that they can do me is to arrest me and put me in prison. And I will say, I will still say it. Obama is an agent of devil. Anybody that approves gay marriage is an agent of devil. Thanks and God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. People have the right to sleep with an animal or have the right to be gay, but you don't have the right to be free. They are saying that they have to force you. You must marry each other. I must marry Barrister Mamezu, who incidentally I'm already in love with. Barrister is with us, and this is Radio Biafra. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, are you with me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Dear Lord in heaven, stupidity knows no bounds. Barrister, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
My name is Timothy Mwanko. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Senegal people are very, very strong. Biafrans in Senegal are exceptional and very, very formidable. Senegal is strong and part of the family. Please go ahead.
Yes, Dr. We are behind you. We are strongly behind you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Regard to the caller from Norway, I must say that man or a boy must be a very coward. He's afraid of U.S. He's afraid of death. He's not ready for Biafra yet. So, Director, I have my friend here, and he has been a very strong Biafran. He joined us to the rally on 30th of May here. He has been waiting to speak with you. Please, I want him to contribute to this conversation. I will hand over the phone now to him to speak to you.
Please, go ahead.
Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Good morning.
I am very, very excited to hear from you today.
Thank you.
Yes, I just want to thank you, and because of the work you have been doing to make sure and see that the Biafra will come to existence again. And again, I want to tell you that we are many. Maybe some of us cannot reach you or get through you on phone, but we are many. We have people, men, that are very, very serious and have to do anything that to make sure that Biafra will come to existence. I am now in Senegal. My name is Chinenye. I am from Abia State, Akanuitem. So, by the special grace of God, Chukwu Abiama will be with us. He will help us to see that all our aim will come to reality concerning this Biafra.
I thank you
once again. May God, Chukwu Abiama, be your guide and guide you, because I know that you'll be seeing many challenges. I know that as you are a leader, you'll be seeing many challenges. Many things will be coming to your way. But Chukwu Abiama will be your God to protect you from morning and night in any power or anything woman or man would do to subdue you or to affect you in life. God, Chukwu Abiama, who created heaven and earth, will guide you anywhere you be. That is our prayer here in Senegal.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know, has the barrister been able to reconnect with me? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No. Barrister cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. We have a caller. Can this caller hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, sir, Director. Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
This is Innocent Maramo, the National Assistant Coordinator here in the United States of America in Dallas, precisely.
You are a Biafran. What time is it now in Dallas, Texas, in America, please? What time is it where you are?
Now it's 12 minutes after 2 a.m.
Okay.
Here in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to make this call because of this fool that called from somewhere there in Europe talking about Obama here in America. Obama is not God. Obama is nobody. Obama is just an individual. He's a figurehead as a president here in the United States of America. Obama will not give you Biafra. Obama will not do anything. Obama is a waste to all Africans as a president. Even Bush is much better than Obama.
Of course, now.
Obama's father is from Kenya. He hasn't done nothing to Kenya. Kenya is still suffering. They are still killing. Of the insurgents, the Taliban are still killing everywhere in Kenya. He couldn't do nothing. In Kenya, to talk of to help you to get Biafra. He must be very stupid. That's nothing Obama can do for you. And Obama will not do anything. It's a disgrace to the black race, especially the Africans. So that's nothing to talk about Obama of any good. And we don't care. Continue what you're saying. Continue the way you're saying it. We here in the United States don't even care about Obama. Because when they're there in overseas, they think America is different. Heaven and earth. They are human beings like you and me. That's nothing different between them. They believe as we are. That's nothing they can do. Even it's much better when you criticize them. Even here in this country, every single day people are signing petitions. To impeach Obama every single day as I speak, every morning. Then why people are, when they hear America, they hear Obama, they think they hear God. It's nothing. Nobody cares about them or nothing, no more. So, and they will not do anything to give you the answer that if you want it, you go there and take it. That's one thing. The next thing I want to mention is about, this time we have to let the house first. Even though we are waiting to commence for this second phase of this struggle, to keep on lamenting, then they have to leave our land. As a warning, because when we start, the same thing the Boko Haram did, to tell our people to leave their place, and the stupid ones are still there. We have to keep on lamenting to them now. They have to leave, or when we ready, they will not say we didn't tell them. We don't have no time. That's all we, on this second phase, we have to keep on lamenting on the king. The day we commence on the floor. That's what exactly what we're going to do. Whoever want to do something, don't have to come to the radio to call, one director to give us an go ahead order to go and do it. If you know what you can do to take those funeral headsmen out of your place, go ahead and do it. They are human beings. And they break like you and me. So why taking excuse from somebody? Why you have people, your daughters, your sisters, your mothers, and everybody, and they are being raped, killing your parents, everybody. So you waiting for somebody to tell you go and retaliate, then you do that. It doesn't make no sense. If you know what you can do in your place, keep start doing it on your own. We are ready to do what we want to do. We are not going to hurry to do anything. Because all these fools are there, we want something to happen, want something to happen. They can't contribute. They can't even come to the meeting. They can't even tell their people what is going on. But all they want something to happen, we want something to happen. They can't even prepare their life. We're not going to hurry to make any mistake. When time comes at the right time, we do what we're supposed to do. And again, I want to tell people here in Dallas, and in Oklahoma, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and all the Biafrans all over the United States, no matter where you are, come and join your own family in any state where you are. And especially people here in Dallas, that we are having our meeting this Sunday by 5 o'clock. 5 p.m. on Sunday, we are having our meeting as we usually do. And at this time, we want the new and the old members to come out and support this struggle. We are in our second phase, most civil and most difficult phase is this second phase we are in this struggle. Because if we commence on this second phase of this struggle and clean up all these affairs, you know, around us, setting the outside Boko Haram is easy to do. But our problem is to do those rats within our cupboard. So our meeting is coming up on Sunday by 5 o'clock p.m. and the location, which the venue, is 606 Uriole Boulevard, Suite 102, Duncanville, zip code 75116. If anybody needs any direction, more information, they can call me, Innocent Onyekatuku Maramugotuku. The coordinator, my phone number is 214-418-2880. Or they can call my PRO, Kelechi Ohanaja, 615-305-4084. Or they can call the treasurer, Ugochukwu Uzokwezo, 817-987-5804. Or they can call the Jackson. They are in Duncanville, 817-891-2676. I repeat, 817-891-2676. That's Mr. Jackson's number. And everybody has to come, Director, and we have to make this thing clear because this is our struggle for our freedom. Freedom is not free. Freedom is something you have only two things to give. Either you give your life by giving yourself, or you give your sweat, which is your worth money to support those who are ready to do it. You cannot just sit down and waiting to when the freedom comes, you come and enjoy it. It's not going to happen that way. You have to support one thing, because if you are not with us, my own belief, you are against us. That's mine. And I thank you, Director, keep on keeping on. Whatever you're doing is 110. It is 100% right. If you don't have 100%, I put 10 on it. Right. Continue that way, and that's how it's supposed to be. Thank you. May God bless you.
Thank you very much, Maramu Gochukwu. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our dear sister Ngozi Madu is with us also on the line. So also is Barrister Mamezu. I will go to the barrister before I come to our sister. Barrister, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Absolutely, Director.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I hope and I know you remember this guy. He's a singer from a maternal home. His name is Dan Ogin of the Peacocks.
I know Peacocks. I know Dan Ogin very well of Peacocks. Yes, I know him.
Director, listen to this. Orula manyeja wanye. Onyu jabelanganya na wanye. Emekwe chike. Emakitike nyanye medike. Ochanu obrachadike. Director, you see, this fasting and praying business must stop here. Since the Nigerian Biafran War, 40-something years, Biafrans have been fasting and praying to no avail. We die on a daily basis. I am fed up of hearing, let's use a ke anolie, an impo anafo, to fast for 4 days. And then so what? After fasting, God will come from heaven and then finish all the house of Boko Haram. Why are my people so daft? Every time we make some stupid comment that cannot even galvanize anybody into action. Fasting, when you're fasting, you're weak. You can't do nothing. So you fast and you pray, and so what? Hi, that is what the Bible says. My people perish due to ignorance and lack of knowledge. Why are we always singing the same song every time? They gave us the Bible to wallow in, fully wallowing up to today. We are dying. We are going very close to extinction. My people, when would we stop our foolishness? What is wrong to criticize a head of state that is doesn't like your people? Didn't America support Britain to exterminate us, genocide in 1967? Why is Ogbumike sounding? And Ogbumike is a daily contributor here on Radio Biafra in Trondheim. Ogbumike, where is your head this morning? Your people are dying. House of Fulani Boko Haram are planting bombs in Owerri. They are full. All of them are there in Enugu. And we are sounding this way. So if director criticizes Obama, what happens? He will die. My people, can you just come out from your foolishness and be ready and steady? We are dying. If Radio Biafra did not come, nobody will even hear of what it, nobody will even hear that bombs have been planted. Can't we, for a change, be serious? Recognize that we are humans just like Muslims are. You think Obama will support you? He's a Muslim. Is that a hidden fact? Director, sometimes when I'm so upset, I'm speechless.
Don't be barrister. I don't know for these people. I don't know what planet they are. They don't listen to the news or our analysis. I said to him, America is in Qatar today negotiating with Taliban, asking them, what do I give you? Today, Jonathan is begging Boko Haram, begging them, please, what do you need to stop what you're doing? But look at Benjamin Onwuka. We are doing fasting and prayer. Benjamin Onwuka went to go and make an announcement. He is the one incarcerated.
And we are still praying and fasting.
And we are still praying. But barrister, our sisters, we have reverend, we have Catholic ministers, we have sisters who are nuns, we have people praying for us every day.
Is that not enough?
Is it more than enough? And their prayer is working. We have people praying for us every blessed day. There is a sister that we have, a Roman Catholic sister. As they are kneeling down and calling Virgin Mary, she's calling Chukwu Abiyama. I can tell you that in confidence. That is what she does. Every blessed day, as they are saying Hail Mary, Virgin Mary, she's calling Chukwu Abiyama and praying and fasting for us. A Catholic, a reverend sister. As we speak, she listens to Radio Biafra, and for the rest of the day, all she does is to pray and to support what we are doing. I won't mention her name. We thank her so much. Because if I mention it, somebody who wants to go and take over her position, fired by Hausa Fulani, answering an Igbo name, will go and write petition to Pope John Paul the 70th and say, remove her, she's praying for Biafra. Our sister is praying. There are all of them, I think about four of them in the U.S., praying for us every blessed day. Is it at home here? Plenty, they're all over the place praying for us. For us, and fasting. That is enough, please, barrister. We don't need any more prayer and fasting. What we need is action. Action. Either you volunteer as a soldier or you help us get weapons. That's all. Thank you, barrister. Thank you. We go to our beloved sister, Ngozi Madu, is with us, please. Ngozi, go ahead. The world is listening.
Thank you, Director. Good morning to
Good
you
morning.
And to all Biafrans all over the world. My name is Ngozi Madu and I'm calling from Sweden. I want to remind our women, but before I do that, I will as well say well done for you have brought us this far, and we are not going back. Anybody who thinks that we have gone beyond the point of no return, because going back is suicide. So the better we sit up and look straight, the better for us. And I want to remind our women that we have meeting today. The time is 8 p.m. Biafran time. So please, no matter how interesting the news you are hearing in the evening will be, please try to tune in, and later you can download and listen on your own convenient time. And I didn't start listening early. When I came in, it was one caller. I don't know where he was calling, but he was talking about criticizing Obama, that he's scared. It's scary when you call him a Muslim. Oh my God. Please, our people should stop seeing all this so-called world power as those that is going to liberate you, or in their hands lies your freedom. No, you are the one to liberate yourself, and you are the one to give yourself freedom. They have already shared you. You are just like a sheep that, or a chicken that they will go in and pick whatever they like, and they will slaughter you and eat you whenever they choose to. So in their hands lies not your freedom, but your freedom lies in your own hands. If you tell yourself that you can do this, you will see yourself start doing it. I want our men to stand up and stop looking side by side or looking for somebody that is going to. Biafra is not going to come that way. It is not going to come that way that we think by praising anybody. We get us Biafra. No, it is not going to go that way. It is when you start doing something that these people you think they are against you, they will come in. But if you are just praising them, you are just fooling yourself, because whenever we see a white people or these Western people, we already feel minority in their midst. These people are your fellow human beings, and they can, your destiny is not in their hands. Even if you are in their country, that should not make you to reduce yourself to the extent of being scared of them, or anything you want to do, you have to go and take a permission from them. They are not God. They are your fellow human beings. So let us sit up and take away this spirit of fear. I don't know what we have in our head. Some people don't even have brain. And in this freedom fighter, you don't just keep focus. Stop listening to gossip. Don't listen to those that will distract you. Anything that will make you to withdraw back in this struggle, please keep away from it. Keep away from it. All you need to do is those that will encourage you, If nobody is encouraging you, encourage yourself. I can make it. That is what, whenever a woman is in labor, when you are saying, oh, I will die, the pain is too much, you will end up dying. But when you are in labor and you have this courage, oh, my mother passed through this, she gave birth to me, and now I am into it, I will make it. You will see yourself, you will pass through that pain, and you will come out. So whatever we are seeing today, once you tell yourself, I can make this, you will see that thing come to fulfillment. But when you are saying this thing is too much for you, that thing will become a burden and will be too much for you to bear. So please, let us just sit up and look for a way to get ourselves out of this mess. When will we start? Nobody needs to tell Obama to come in. And that time will soon come. Thank you, and God bless Biafra.
Before you go, from what you have said, because when people speak, sometimes the reason why I keep quiet is because I want to learn from what they are saying. From what you have just said now, remember that Obama's campaign slogan was, yes, we can. Nobody believed that a black man will be U.S. president now. Nobody gave Obama a chance. The same way that some people are being led astray, they think that Biafra cannot come. They don't give Biafra any chance of survival, of succeeding. They are clearly mistaken. As you said, once you believe in something and you're doing something about it, there is no way that you will not succeed. Obama is a very fine example that when you put your mind to it, that thing will work. Although he got in there, he's a U.S. president, not Biafran president, so anything he likes he can do for his country, not mine. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have people all over the place calling us. Please, if you call us, try to persevere a little bit. Please try and persevere. We shall come to you. Do not despair. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mr. Director.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I am Jude Ozo. I'm calling from Calabar.
Jude Ozo from Calabar. This is Radio Biafra. Yes. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening to your voice this morning. This is live transmission. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. I wanted to respond to those talking in terms of fasting and praying and all the rest of it. There are what people supposed to understand here. Hello?
We are listening. Please, I'm not going to interrupt you. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. There is something what people are supposed to understand. There is this statement that the gods will never do for man that which man must do by himself. Imagine a man getting married. Then instead of you to do your job in the night, you don't go and start to fast and pray so that your wife is not pregnant. That is impossible.
I like that.
So if as we are, we say fasting and praying, how come fasting and praying has not stopped bombs from exploding in churches?
Exactly.
Didn't our people fast and pray during the Biafran war?
We did.
So, in the all essence, is what we needed is action. Then at a stage when we needed the divine intervention, this is where the Almighty God comes in. It's as simple as that. We have to do our own quota. By doing those things we're supposed to do, then the time for the divine intervention will now come. Fasting and praying will never get us there. Then secondly, Director, I wanted to make this a suggestion, if possible, please. You know, a lot of people will be calling, more than 1 million callers. If the time for broadcasting will be extended small, so that it will accommodate other people's view, it will be welcome the open.
We shall do so. Thank you very much. Once we finish our transmitter installation, we will be able to broadcast 24 hours a day. And people can take time to call in whenever they feel like it. I welcome your call. Thank you very, very much. We have somebody on Skype. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
My name is God's Power Gaius Aribe, calling from Germany.
From Germany. Please go ahead.
Our brother in from Trondheim, he should not feel discouraged. Let it not be as if we are scolding him. We love him. We know, according to, like I learned from a barrister, he's been a contributor, a regular contributor here. Please do not despair and do not see it as scolding, but as kind of encouraging for you not to to lose heart or to lose faith in what you have been partaking in doing. That is on the one side. On the other side, for those who believe in praying and fasting, I want to give them a little secret about praying. The greatest prayer that works is the one that happens in your closet. So, like you told us, those who are praying for us, the sisters, and not only them, I believe, a lot of people pray and fast for this struggle in their closets. And that is very, very important. And that is the one that works. I believe that is the one that God answers the most, not the one that we declare openly here and say, oh, they are fast. Even the 40 days fasting people are doing, I don't see the results. But when you go on your knees, you know, and cry to God, you know, in your rooms privately and shed your tears, it is then you are doing it before God and not before man. So God answers that one more than the one we come here openly and say, oh, we are fasting and we are praying. What the world or what Biafra people require is we need to have an open action, an action that will bring us forward, not demanding this and demanding that. We have to do something, and like you've always said, it is either we come out and say I want to be on the ground, or the other one is I want to give my financial assistance. So that is what we should be talking about here, and that is the action and the steps we need to develop to take. Because even if I'm looking for a job and I declare openly I'm praying, I wouldn't get a job. So, but if I pray that I'm looking for a job, I need to sit up, write an application and send it to the companies.
And attend interview as well.
And attend interviews.
And do the test. If you have to write a test, which is the new craze these days, to write some kind of an aptitude test to see if you are up to the job, if you understand it. Thank you very much, my dear brother. You have spoken very well. Go ahead.
One more thing I wanted to say, because I hear people are calling and calling and calling. Director, is it a bad idea if all the coordinating zones give you the list of their members. And not just members, those who are financially partaking in their zone. So that when they call, we know who is part of us and who is not part of us. And those who are saying, oh, I'm a member, but he's doing nothing.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. If you know in life there are free loaders and free riders, you'll always have them. But there are also those that contribute to what we are doing. They don't want their names to be mentioned, and they will not call on air either. So
that is what I'm saying. Those who call, a lot of people are calling here and giving advices and wasting our time. And at the end of the day, when we really dig deep, you see that they are neither members of our communities, nor are they financially involved in the $1 or $2 that they are supposed to be contributing in their zones. This is just where I'm trying to get at, you know, to kind of curtail some in unnecessary whatever here.
I do agree with you. Incidentally, I agree with you completely and totally. I agree with you. I do agree with you. And thank
and
you.
Day,
yes, go ahead.
Day, I would like to, this one is for Barrister. Barrister, please, we are thinking of it here in Bremen. We would like, you I don't know how to contact you. We would like you to visit us here in Bremen. So I don't know how we are going to do it. We would like to have Barrister with us one of these days here because he's a good man, like you always say.
Barrister is a wonderful man. Yes. Barrister will be in Bremen as soon as you people make that possible. He will be there. I would love him to go there to preach to our people in Bremen. And Barrister, I am sure we will be very, very glad to go there, please. Very, very important. It is not difficult. Barrister himself will be able to arrange it and speak to our head of the Directorate of State. Uchenna Siebu is responsible for all these arrangements. His office, not him personally, but his office is responsible. You go and speak to him. Speak to Uchenna Siebu. Any of you that wants to see any of us, including our sister, including Uche Mefo, anybody that wants to see Carol Monday, if you need any principal servant of Biafra to come to where you are to minister to you, to preach this very beautiful gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven on this earth, please, you speak to our head of the Directorate of State, and Barrister will be in Bremen. He will be there.
Thank you.
I know
Thank
he will
you
be.
Very much.
He will find time in his hectic schedule and he will be there. Thank you very, very much. And God
Thank
bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you too.
Thank you, my dear brother. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are calling from.
This is Agotukwemeka. I'm calling from Belgium.
From where?
From Belgium.
Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, although I've been calling, but it's been a long time I've not called. I want to say something based on the person that called from Norway. Please, you should monitor that number. That's the same guy that called you not to go back home. And the guy has been disrupting you, so I don't think that guy is one of us.
So I believe he is.
But I don't understand the way he normally comes on air and makes some such a mistake. Obama is a human being. I don't think he's a spiritual being or a heaven or earth. He's a human being like us. So he should bear and know how he talks. That's what I want to say.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Thank Radio you. Biafra. Wherever you are calling us from, we welcome you. Our brother that called us, I believe, is one of us. Of course, he has to be one of us because we are here doing this work. Some people may have divergent views or opinion. That is the way it is. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Am I speaking with the director?
Yes, you are. Please, you're welcome to the program. This is a live presentation from Biafra Land. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chinedu Pascal Emil from the Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm a member of the family here in Italy. I'm calling from Italy.
Which part of Italy are you in?
I'm calling from Bologna.
From Bologna. Thank you.
Yeah, Cesena. Yeah, okay. Please, I want to advise and I want to ask my brother from somewhere exactly one question. because Daito must not do all for us. If the Fulani, Boko Haram Fulani have been occupying their land for many years, what are the youths there doing? Are they waiting for the railway, are they waiting for Biafra to come up before they can be able to fight for their lives? I think I'm from this, if he cannot go home, and he can be there and mobilize his brothers and arm them to fight for his rights. I'm talking not only to him. How can he thereby expect when Fulani Boko Haram to come and stay in his land, not allow him to go to the farm, and they are looking at them? I think that's one other thing I want to say to people abroad. If you cannot go home, you can mobilize your own boys. I have my own boys at MBC. Director, if you want to see them, if you want to see them, you tell me, I will arrange them. If you want them to visit you, if you want to see them, you can send someone to go and see them. If I cannot come, I have my own people, I can mobilize. If you cannot come, you mobilize your boys. You can take care of 10, 15 boys in the village and tell them what is going on. I mobilize them. I give them something to hold. So this guy, that the Boko Haram have claimed their land. Are you the only guy in abroad? Don't you people have other boys in abroad that can mobilize your boys and give them something to fight if you cannot go home? I know a lot of people don't have paper to go home. If you don't have paper to go home, you use your money and mobilize your brothers. Tell them what to do. I think they will listen to you. This is all I have because it's very annoying that an Hausama cannot come to me and claim my life. I will die. I prefer to die.
They are coming, my dear brother. They are coming. And thank you very much for your call. Thank you very, very much for it. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to preach this very gospel of restoration, this very gospel of redemption, this very gospel of hope. We are here to ensure that everything we can do, humanly possible, will be done, will be deployed to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. Anything else is unacceptable. Biafra or death. Very simple. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra, your name and where you're calling from.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please.
Yeah, my name is Chukwu Gozie Zuku. I'm from Lewi in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
I'm from Austria.
From where?
From Austria.
From Austria. Austria. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for your good work you are doing. I want to also thank Barista Imam Mezo and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Director, I want to comment on the issue of people coming up, keep coming up online and telling you about fasting and praying. I've been thinking about this for a long time because people come up and say something, different things, but we are not against, I want to make it clear to them that we are not against fasting and praying, but you can put Radio Biafra in your prayers, you can go to your church, ask them to pray for Radio Biafra, not for you coming up online and telling us that we should stop our broadcasting and make 2 days for fasting and praying. What about the churches in Biafra land that Boko Haram is bombing every day? Does it mean that the people in that churches, they are not doing fasting and praying?
Of course
and
they
are. And Boko Haram still have the power to come inside the church and burn everybody and kill everybody. So it's the high time we start thinking about action and talking about these prayers and fasting and prayer. Because this too much fasting and prayer and everything, it makes us lazy. It makes us put all faith in God. I haven't seen, since I was living in Europe, I haven't seen any parliament in Europe that come together and say before they go to war, they will do fasting and prayer. So it's something of people don't know what to contribute. They just come up and try to divert people's attention and something else. And another thing I want to contribute is yesterday you made a comment before you left about Anambra people don't have any respect. You know, I've been picking arguments about it with people. They try to debate with me about it. So I try to tell them that Dede is not our language. Anambra people don't use Dede. because we are most of our greeting we used to use sir. Our senior people, we call them good afternoon, sir, or we greet them with two hands. But they is from this Imo state and the other state. I study Igbo very well. I don't, I haven't seen anywhere in Igbo book when I was in school that they say you should greet your elder dead. So I say that it's a good thing because Imo state uses it to differentiate the younger and the old. It's good, but. Yeah. If you say that Anambra people don't have respect in different aspects, I would believe that if you say because we are not using dead, it's like dead is not our language. Yeah. It's not Anambra people language. No, people use it.
How do you differentiate somebody? How do you greet somebody with deference? You say sir. You say sir to them. Is that correct?
If we want to greet somebody, like if I see you on the road now, they say good afternoon, sir. If you are elderly people that if you want to greet in Igbo language, we used to say, old people, we used to say, nna, omo, nne, omo. Maybe you don't know this because we are from Nnewi or from Anambra. We use our own way of this. But it doesn't mean that we doesn't have respect. Even people from Imo State can still call you dead and still tell you, they will still call you that and they still insult you. So it doesn't mean that people use that language. Salutation is not love.
It's true. I agree with you. But the piece I'm getting confused over is that in Nnewi, when you see Ichie, you say good afternoon, sir. Or you say sir. I'm wondering if the sir there, is it an Igbo language? Is it Nnewi? Maybe Nnewi has a meaning for sir, which I don't understand, which I'm struggling to know.
Yes, now you know in Igbo language, it's not our language. Igbo speaking language that we read in the school is from Owerri. It's from Owerri. So we don't use Anambra Igbo to study in this thing. So I don't know. Maybe I will go back and ask my elderly people why they don't get some certain thing like at Imo State they are using there. Why they don't use it? But we use like Diobala and I. So but we mainly use English. That is why it's in the way people. So this is auntie. It's from Anambra State we start using all this Igbo. We mix Igbo with English. But you can see as a state person, you can speak Igbo without English, or Imo State speak Igbo without English. Mm. So I'm not my own concern is that about using dead because we are not using dead. We don't have any respect. No. I disagree with you.
I agree, and then I agree with you. Thank you. I accept your point. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. I never knew that Nnewi is into English like this. Nnewi gave us auntie, gave us brother. I never knew that we learn every blessed day, my dear brother. I love your call. It has made my day. Thank you very much. But I need to know what Anambra people, by Anambra I mean Ijekebe. I want to understand what they call elderly people there. If you're from Nnewi, if you're from Unri, if you're from Ekulobia, if you come from Agwata, if you are from Aguleri or Umuleri, the same brothers and sisters, please let us know. How do you greet your elders? Our brother is making me laugh. He said, you say good afternoon, sir. I love that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Good morning from Munich, Germany. My name is Chukwudi Otuonye.
Otuonye, are you
from Munich?
You are calling from Munich, Otuonye. Welcome to the. What do they call? They say good morning, sir. Is how Anambra people greet their elders. Is that your own understanding?
No, Director. we said Mama Dede.
In Anambra, or in, no, you're not from Anambra, are you?
No, I'm not from Anambra. I'm from Obo.
You're from Obo.
I'm from Obo.
Exactly. We say Mama.
In Obo,
Mama is even how you greet God.
Yes, we don't say good morning. We say Mama Dead.
That is correct. Mama is how we greet, yes.
Yes, sir.
But in Anambra, so, it is good morning, sir. And good afternoon, sir, and good evening, sir. In a new way, at least, according to our brother.
Yes, sir. In Anambra, just as you said, Director, there's a way the an Anambra guy gives more respect to anybody who is serving as Oga. So when an Anambra guy calls you Oga, it's a very big respect.
Okay.
Yeah. So sometimes you said using dead. Even some of them that were living here with you, they have changed to be calling seniors dead because they learn it from us.
Okay. But I want to know what Anambra, some Ojukwu is writing, is inboxing me saying it is Mazi. Mazi is exclusively Arochukwu. It's an Aro thing. Mazi is Aro. Not Anambra. I want to know what somebody in Ojoto, if you wake up in the morning and you see your uncle in Ojoto, what do you say to your uncle? That is why I said that Anambra people do not have respect for the elders. But he's correcting me. From what you're saying, you are also correcting me. But that Oga is linked to buying and selling now. He's the person you're serving in the shade. So it's not genuine.
That is it. Right?
It's not genuine then.
That is it. Because he gave you that very respect because you made his day. You are the God.
Exactly.
That is the same.
Exactly. That's what we want to
that
correct.
That is why he gave you that is a very big regard. If an Anambra guy calls you Oga, he has given you all he has or she.
Okay.
So, Director, thank you for morning breakfast and my regards to all our brothers and sisters that were there with you in our studio. Today's morning was a great morning. Though that we have something broken in, but that is how it's supposed to be.
Yes, exactly.
I wanna start to tell Isaiah Wunike from Norway. I think he's one of us. If I'm not mistaken.
No, he's one of us. He is.
Yeah, I know that he's one of us. But what I want to let him know now is I know that he's listening. The reason why George Bush win John Kerry in his second term election is this. They were asking John Kerry, what do he say about man and the woman in terms of marriage? The man could not answer that very question. He only said that it depends on the choice. And when they asked George W. Bush what he think about man and the woman, man to man to marry, woman to woman to marry, he said to them that his belief is that marriage is made for a man and a woman, not man to man. This is 2 days before the election, and that is why George Bush secured his second term. I want to ask if I know who you can now, if he's listening. Barack Obama, is that Johnson or Frank or Francis? Where does that very name come from?
Islam. Muslim.
Let us be very, very sincere to ourselves because this is Biafra. I told them in our meeting last week that if you believe that you are a Biafran, a really Biafran, you must be very, very honest to yourself. Don't pretend to what you are not. That is not the typical Biafra. Maybe you may be Biafra by birth, but I'm not differentiating. If you are typical Biafra, when you open up your mouth, an outsider will know that you are a Biafra. So if I you are a very big contributor to our radio.
Of course he is.
But this is very one, you have made a mistake, but we will forget you. We will forgive you, sorry, dear. We are not going to forget you. We will forgive you. And the next time, that's the reason why whenever I want to contribute, I used to tell our new member that before they will call our radio, there's no problem for them to listen for months to know what we are doing. Like last night, somebody is calling you director and is telling you, be careful. I was mad. I was very, very angry with that very man. I don't know if he's warning you or he's giving advice
or something of that very nature, that gets me angry. If somebody has to figure out something that he wants to contribute to the people that we put on the ground there in Jafaran, he can call the studio number. Not to broadcast on the radio, be careful, be this, be this. Before all these guys left where they are living down to that very place, they are there on a mission. Everyone who is there in our studio now is not there to put chicken wings inside waterproof or to clean toilets. He or she is there on a very special mission. And we all living around should know that not everything that we hear in our radio. So please, the man that called yesterday and been telling the director, be careful, this and that, I think it's a new call anyway. So sometimes we just take it easy with the new callers, but they have job to do, to listen to our radio.
They do.
Another thing I want to contribute about the director is about our brother Ben Onwuka. You see, the reason why Ifeanyi from Okwe reached a compromise with the one that called himself Jonathan, or you people are calling him what, is that so that he can get access to our freedom fighting. But for our brother Ben Onwuka, who is there now, they say that they are cleaning their feet in the cell. And now, the outside people we are demonstrating and writing to release 486 Boko Haram that we are going to, not even Port Harcourt. They are coming to invade Biafra land. They are coming to release them. And Ben, our brother Ben Onwuka, is still in Abuja. I don't know, for God's sake, who is the governor in that very Enugu state that authorized this very freedom fighters, lovers of freedom and justice, to be taken to Abuja. They are not robbers. They are not kidnappers. But why the founder of kidnapper, the founder of kidnapping, is there, you know, with it, and you know, quick, running all around. I am very, very sad. Now that they put bomb for us in a church containing over 10,000 worshippers. Even up to now, you will go to Douglas Road over there, you will see them selling onions and the tomato for us. And they're waiting for us to come back so that they will collect the money we have and change it for us. That is to tell you that they believe that nothing is happening. And if somebody is telling you that it's waiting to Nnamdi Kanu to give instruction for him to drag away the Satan that is in his compound. Please, that guy that he calls, keep on waiting. Keep on waiting till the time that he will get instruction from director. Because when he finishes our morning breakfast from radio, he will not sleep. He will then go to Jago or any other place to be. To pursue, to chase out the hopeless idiots that say that they are taking care of cows, that they are there on a different mission. I can tell you now that I went to home one day. I have more than three Hausa people in my house, and I didn't know that before I come back home, they have told them that the person who will drive them away in hours is coming. So they were making telephone call by 12 midnight to 1 o'clock. I was asking what is going on. They say, yeah, that it's the security people. They are making a telephone call. I said, by this time of the night, they said yes. The following morning, I drove all of them away, paying them three months' salary in advance. I said them that they will need this money, and that is it. I don't wait for the director and the colonel to come and tell me, oh, you will drive these security guys because they are doing this, they are doing that. The Enugu people director said it the other day in here in Munich, Germany. Here in Munich, after a lot of people in number, Enugu is another majority. But in our gathering, I don't know how many I can tell you that they are. There is one of them that I told that if he ever tried to intrude into what we are doing, I will put on his name on air. This very one that if we went for an evangelism, he will go back to just counterlight what we are saying. And just like the one called Akujebe in India some time ago, I've been waiting for that very one to apologize openly on the radio on what he did in India. I will not forget the director because we are following what we are doing. So what I'm saying is this. Those 10,000 people that were in Winners worshiping, in Winners Chapel, where are they? 10,000 worshippers. If even 2,000 of them just roll, just walk around Douglas Road, the Alpha people in Owerri and in Onitsha, they will run before the following day. Because they are more political, more than not, even. Sorry to put it in this way.
I understand what you're saying, Otuonye, and thank you very much because we have come to the end of our show this very morning. And Carol Monday is also waiting. Thank you very, very much. People are saying that the word Oga is not from Anambra. It is actually Yoruba. It's not an Igbo word. It's Yoruba word. That is what they're telling me. They are also trying to remind us this very morning. Some are saying that Anambra people are very, very respectful. I accept that. But how do you greet people? Oliver, our dear brother and coordinator in Vicenza, if I'm not mistaken. Vicenza, yes, Oliver is our coordinator there. He's telling us that they say, Otutuama nna, Otutuama nne. This is from Aguleri. I don't buy that. Otutuama nna doesn't mean any. Nna is any male. Nne is a female. That doesn't still carry respect. We want to know how you show deference. Those of you in Anambra. Carol Monday is with us. Please, Carol, very briefly, if you can. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, Brethrens, worldwide. There was a few things I wanted to touch on, going over today's broadcast. The religion aspect, I think everybody's forgetting that if they look through the Bible, the Bible preaches self-defense. And I'm not an advocate for war, but I'm an advocate for self-defense. Exodus 22, if a thief is found breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there should be no guilt for him. All it goes through the Bible, self-defense, self-defense, self-defense. I think somehow in your land you've been brainwashed to believe that self-defense is wrong when it's not. In fact, it says if you give you a righteous man gives way to the wicked, he is therefore polluted. If you don't help your family, if you don't help your kin, you've in fact denied your faith. That's in Timothy 1. So all of these things, you know, everybody keeps saying they're praying, praying, praying. It's not helping. You know, even in Luke it says a strong man fully armed guards his own palace so that they're safe. You know, all these things, this is what we have to come back to. You need self-defense right now. You need to be, you know, guarding, like the gentleman from Italy said, he's putting his boys together, whatever you do. Because right now, you know, you keep going back to this northern problem, the Fulanese here, the Fulanese there, whether they want want their own independence. The North can entirely have its own independence. They have a political system. They can just go and live happily ever after. But they can't do that because not only is the Islamic ideology to take, you know, to spread their ideology across the world, but the North is poor. The North is poorer than the East. It always has been. The reason that it was combined in the beginning by the English 100 years ago was the fact that the North was poor. It is not as rich as the South and the Southeast and the East is not. Therefore, it had to be combined. That's what they did. They sold you out. And right now, the politicians are holding all the cars. They're holding all the money and they're leaving people poor. If you fit it the way it is, the North will rule the whole of the land. So this is why it has to be stopped. There's a few things I want to else touch on.
Go ahead.
Director, you're still there.
Yes, of course.
Facebook, okay. The Facebook complaints. Everybody keeps inboxing me about the Facebook. Oh, remove this Hausa. Remove this Yorubai. Remove these critics. How can these people say all these things? I know Mazi, Clifford Durania is, you know, he is always inboxing me, telling me, Carol, look, this is wrong. This, we can't get these people off of here. Right? Educate yourselves, people. You have to be able to debate. You have to be able to at least fight on Facebook. You need to be putting these people back in their place. I've noticed that all the big people in this struggle, I'm not even arguing on there anymore. They're not posting anymore. There's very few solid Biafrans that are posting in there anymore. So you're giving rein to the Hausa and Yoruba even on Facebook. How can you? This is a war on every level. It is a level of media war. It's a war on the ground. It's a war from everywhere. Everyone who says they don't war, the war never ended. It never ended. If you read Ojukwu's speech when he gave up, he said, this war is not ended. That was his final words. This war is not ended. We go on and Biafra we stand. That was his ending sentence at the end of 1972, whatever year they finished. So you got to keep going. Everybody, you go out there, and as Ngozi Madu says, whatever you think you can do, you just do it. You just do it, and it comes naturally. Everyone keeps saying to me, oh, but this party and this group and this group, and everybody's squabbling. At the end of the day, who's been raising the flag? Who has brought Biafra's name back to the world? Who put Biafra on Google? Who made the world stand up in over 82 places, I think it was, all over the world? Who has got politicians left, right and center? I'm being contacted now by all different kinds of people, independent groups, human rights groups, politicians now, because they've seen it. They've seen it. They've seen people out there raising the flag saying, what is this Remembrance Day? What's going on? Because I'm telling you, the world does not know the history of Biafra. Biafrans don't even know their full history, most of them. 80% of Biafrans don't know the history. How many youths I have to educate on Biafra is amazing. And I'm not Biafran, not by birth, although I've been accepted, as you may know, Director. But
yes,
the,
and your new name,
you know,
I welcome
every
that.
Day you go out there and you... And, yeah, Jidima, it came from a weary, and I have to be, they will make my title official so that I will be Lolo. Lolo. So, you see what barrister get me into? That's barrister for you. But I love it. I love it. God is good.
That is correct.
And
yes.
And that is true.
Yes.
So, and that's what you got to remember. God is good and he's not leaving you there. So you need self-defense. You need to be telling the world. You need to be out in this everywhere. The same way Radio Biafra's done it. It's out on the map. You know, everybody wake up, speak, breathe, live Biafra. If you haven't got a t-shirt still, get a t-shirt. Coordinators, PROs, I'm not happy with you, because all your Facebook groups, all your country's groups are not active. All of them, they need to be active as they were on before the 30th of May. That's when they were starting to get active and the people were saying, yes, come on, come on, come on. And people came out that were, that hate Radio Biafra. They still came out because they're Biafran. They still came out and remembered their dead on that day, despite whether or not they wanted to be affiliated to Radio Biafra or not. They still came out. And that's what will happen when Biafra stands as a restored nation, everybody will fall in. Everyone will be happy. But right now, the 100 or 1,000 of us that will get Biafra, you know, have to be out there 24/7 evangelizing. I think, you know, the UK group is going to BBC every day. That's all you do. You preach. You wear your badge. Even my little boy, Kenyan, he wears his badge to school and he preaches to the other kids in the school. My daughter, she's been preaching in her school and now they're going to do an assembly about Biafra. You know, all of these things, you just don't stop. You've rinsed their heads with it until, you know, and still stuff happening. Nigeria is really under pressure. It's going to start, it's breaking by itself. So you need to decide what you're doing, because if you don't stop squabbling, Yorubas are going to be out because they're working on their piece. The North is already under Sharia law already, so they're sorted. So what do you want? You stand up and sound Biafran regardless of whatever you, whoever you want to be friends with. That's the end of it. And that's what you say to yourself every day. And you say, that's how I am. And that's what I believe in. Anyway, back to you, Director. And good morning to everyone. Ututu Oma.
Mm-hmm. Ututu Oma, thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are trying to connect our dear sister. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Ifeoma Linda Chinwoba, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, the Director.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
Former Linda Chemuba, I'm calling from the heart of darkness known as Lagos.
Yes, go ahead, please.
And from Njikoka local government area in Anambra State.
How do you greet your elders? How do you greet your elders? How do you show respect since you're from Anambra? How do you show respect?
That is exactly why I called, and my father is here to tell you how we show respect.
No, I'm asking you, before we go to your father, you first, how do you show respect to your elders in the village?
Okay, in our village, if we see an elderly man or woman, we greet them by calling them their title name.
Okay.
For example, Ichiokaome, when you call somebody like that, you have treated the person in the highest way, with maximum respect.
Okay. Okay, let's speak to your father, please. Your dad is there. Let's speak to him.
Okay.
Ichie. Alexander Chumba, Papa.
Thank
my
you.
Name, Alexander Chumba.
Thank you, sir.
Nkwono Palo. You get what we cheer. You are a cheer. Okao Buluzo. It's all Chiaga.
Devo.
Precisely.
Yes.
Anambra State. Enugu is the head, the fourth son of Unri. The progenitor of the entire Igbo race, according to you, and by law and by history.
That is correct.
In Igbo land, it's for the interest of those who don't understand the Igbo. Otherwise, I could have done it our traditional way, the call Igbo. When a young boy or a young girl wakes up in the morning, he or she will salute Nne Itete Kwalo Fuma e. Mama, mother, how are you, mama? He or she will bow down for her. And then, what goes again is the title name, Lolo, or Ezinne. And when you see an elderly person, our people normally go by their title name, just like myself, as Ifoma did right now. He responded, Nkwono Paro, that is my name, the wood that the mouth produces, which is endless.
Yes.
Our elders are each, and we salute them by their title name. Obuefi, Obu Krukutu, Oka Ome, Omenu Kwaku. And all the rest of them, we salute our elders by their title name, Ichie. Ichie is the first title an Igbo man will be initiated into. It's higher than chief, because chief is also some cases are thieves. But Ichie, on the women's side, you have Lolo, Iyomako.
Yes. Yes.
Is the title name of my dear beloved wife. So the people have respect. We have culture. We have history. We don't need an outsider to tell us or write histories for us. We know our roots. And people must respect us for that. And we have our own culture. The Biafra you are talking about is the Biafra we fought for. I'm happy at your age you researched and came up with this idea of Biafra. The elders, those who call themselves the elders or the chiefs or thieves in Igbo land, are shying away from this cause. Ojukwu was 33, if I'm correct, when he championed the cause of the Igbo race. People were calling him all sorts of names. Nigerians were calling him all sorts of names. We were branded rebels. We were branded all types of names, brigands. But today, who are the rebels? Who are the brigands in Nigeria? Who are the brigands? Who are the rebels?
Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Hausa, Fulani are the brigands. They are the rebels now.
They will want us to believe what they believe, what they know. They are after our world, our collective world. It's a sole responsibility of every Igbo man, only Igbo owner, to protect his right, protect his history, protect his inheritance. Our progenitors and ancestors will be angry with us if we subscribe to the lies they have been dishing out to us. We will rewrite our history by ourselves, just as I'm doing.
Yes.
At the appropriate time, I will dispatch a copy of my book, which is in process now, Peace, Love, Peace and Reconciliation in the Family. We need to reconcile ourselves, the Igbos, the South, or rather, let me put it this way, the Akwa Ibom, Cross River, Rivers and Bayelsa, and the Igbo clans of Delta, have now realized the importance, the need to embrace their brothers across the Niger, the Igbos, we are the buffer zone of the entire eastern region. When I say buffer zone, some other people might not understand it, but the real corridor that protects them. Irrespective of the fact that some people shape up their eyelids, we are the Ikune Chanya of the eastern region, the region of the rising sun. We can never be intimidated. We were not intimidated during the war and can never be intimidated now. God bless Biafra. God bless you, Kanu.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Director.
Yes, my dear sister.
This is the former. Yes. I am on holidays in the heart of darkness known as Lagos.
Yes.
I live in Sweden. And I am one of the servants of Biafrans living in Sweden.
Of course.
The secretary.
Of course you are. In Sweden. Of course you are. We are very grateful. So, your father is very, very intelligent. Yeah. Reminded me of Odenigbo. He made me remember Odenigbo today, and I miss him very much. I miss Odenigbo very, very much.
He is one of the soldiers during the Biafran War. So he's a veteran himself.
That is wonderful. Please, our regards to him. Thank you very, very much, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. We have brought our program to a close. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, we continue to propagate and disseminate this very gospel of restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. We have come in peace, but we bring hell with us. Very, very important that our enemies understand this. No amount of saboteurs in our midst, no amount of criminals, no amount of detractors, no amount of liars will be permitted or allowed to do this. That is why we must do what we are doing. And we thank you very much. Join us again 7 p.m. this evening. Very, very important. This is and will always be Radio Biafra.